I'm joined by Val Genitino. She is the Executive Director of Institutional Advancement for Southeastern Community College. And that is a mouthful. It just sort of as a, it's an all-inclusive term. I'm not sure what she's not in, responsible for, but she is responsible for a couple of big events, and one of those is happening Friday, July 14th. This is the SCC Alumni Association golf outing. I have played in this event several times over the years, and it is a fun day. It really is. It has been, you've sort of modified it over the years. It used to be an afternoon event where you'd go out in the afternoon at a 1 o'clock start, a shotgun start, and have lunch and then a shotgun start. You've moved it to 2 in the morning, right, Val?
We did indeed. Good morning to you, Steve. Yes, so we switched it to the morning a couple years ago. So I've been doing this since 2019, and it's just been a blast. And just looking down to Schaefer, and it's just a lovely golf course, really scenic and very relaxing day. So the deal with switching, I can't remember now if it was 2019 or 2020, but one of those 2 years was insanely hot. And so what everybody was saying was, oh yeah, I mean, it's like this sometimes. And people, I mean, if you're taking off at 1 in the afternoon and then you're playing really in the heat for the afternoon, it just, we're talking mid-July. So there was kind of an overwhelming, please, can you switch it to the morning? And we all looked at each other and said, is there a reason we can't do that? And everybody just thought it was great. So basically, we have the shotgun start now at 9 in the morning so they can do a grab-and-go breakfast. They go ahead and tee off at 9 o'clock, and then they swing through and can do the lunch also this year. Back by popular demand, we're doing the hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill again. So we do that. They get a nice hot lunch. And then they can sit down in the clubhouse and finish up. Some of them are finished up by lunchtime. But it just turned out to be a nicer way to sort of put on the golf outing without people getting heat stroke.
I was just thinking, a number of the years that I would have participated, and I did participate, it was always the night before I was leaving on Ragbri. And so you'd get home from the golf outing, and, you know, typically by the time, if you're 1 o'clock start and then you have all of the things, you're not home till 8 o'clock. And then
exactly.
Try and start packing up. It was But anyway, maybe I can make it this year and make it to the SCC golf outing. July 14th, you're still looking for sponsors, right?
We are always looking for sponsors. So there's always room, you know. Of course, there's, in case you didn't know, Steve, there's 18 holes. And so we have hole sponsorships. People can, a business can, you know, sponsor a hole and have a game and have some fun as the golfers come through. Because one thing I definitely want to remind everybody, you don't have to be an alum. It's a very fun golf outing. This is not a, quote, super competitive one. We like to have fun. I mean, there's lots of – when we started this, I was told anyways, back in the day, there was only a handful of golf outings and golf tournaments. And now there's literally, you know, golf outings and tournaments every weekend of the summer. So ours is really just, it's fun. We're trying to raise some money. It's just for a good cause. And so, everyone, all levels of golf are welcome. So the idea is you come out, if you don't have a foursome, we can put you with one. So a corporation or a business can sponsor a team for $600. People can sponsor a hole for $250. They can sponsor a flag for $100. And they can also do all kinds of other things. And, you know, I'm very creative with that. So if somebody says, hey, I'd really like to sponsor the breakfast or the lunch, give me a call and we'll talk through that. But at this point, yeah, we always are looking for a few sponsors. I think I'm trying to remember now exactly which one's left, but I want to say
the major event sponsorship, the $2,500 one, yes.
Yes. That, of course, that one's up open. The major event, we have Ann Mankey, who is just like a godsend to this community. She's sponsoring the golf carts. We've got the scorecard sponsored by Four Points Financial. We have the beverage sponsors is Farmers Savings Bank. And we've got the hole-in-one sponsored by Ben Heckert and Bob Dodd's Insurance. So we're really looking for the major. We're looking for the holes. We're looking for flags and corporate teams. There's no limit to – I mean, I guess there is a limit. But so we cap it at 144 golfers, and we don't usually hit that. We normally hit about 100-ish golfers. So it's a real pleasant pace for people. It's a nice crowd out there, and like I said, it raises money for a good cause, and it's just a fun day. So,
$100 is the entry fee per golfer. That's the whole nine yards. Breakfast, lunch, green fees, cart rental, player gifts, and four-person best shot. I do remember you got a bag. I always got a bag of goodies that we would have. And it was like maybe golf balls in there or any kind of special stuff. Maybe a towel was in there. I think there was, but you always got a bag of I'm not sure what we call those. When you get the Academy Awards, what do they call those gift bags? Anyway,
what is a swag?
A swag. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
anyway.
You make people feel bad now. You throw out the Academy Awards, so we got to lower the standards just a smidge in terms of what we can afford to put in the golf bags, unless one of your listeners calls me with quite a substantial donation to the swag bag. But yes, we try to throw some things in there, and a lot of times it's something really practical that they can use that day. Like we have had the towel, the cooling towel on those days that were so hot. We've had coolers, because one of the things that is very, very popular is unlimited, drinks. So if they want an actual hard liquor drink, interesting to talk about this at 7:30 in the morning. But if they want a serious drink, they need to go to the bar. But we do have unlimited beer, water, that sort of thing. So people will tend to bring their coolers back each year, loaded up with ice and drinks, and there's also coolers around the course. So it's just, like I said, we just try to have fun. We just really appreciate all the support we get from our alums and from other people who play each year, our sponsors, and also, of course, Schaefer Memorial Golf Course.
You've been doing this now. Do you have a target for how much money you want to raise totality for the Alumni Association?
What I'd like to do is, I'd love to – I'm pretty competitive, so each year I like to do better than the last year. So we try to, ring it in at about $15,000. And then, of course, there's expenses, and I think it's, not a secret to anyone out there. Costs are going up in a host of ways. So, we kind of got hit by that just like everyone else. So if we can land around, $15,000, we can get the job done. And that means we're having the money that we need to give the scholarships. For example, this week is graduation week. So this is my first bit of business for an intensely busy week. We've got three graduations this week. So at the graduations, the distinguished alums do the commencement speech, and then they give out scholarships in their name that are thousands of dollars to different students that are transferring from SCC onto four-year universities. So that's part of the scholarship dollars that we're raising. So if we, for some reason, did not meet any of these demands, then I suppose we'd have to cut back those. But right now we're giving away two scholarships at the Keokuk graduation on Wednesday night and two on Thursday night at the West Burlington graduation. And then we have two more that we give away after our June deadline to students who are basically returning to SCC as sophomores, and those are selected by the Alumni Association committees in June.
To sign up, what the easiest looks to be the SCCAA Golf Outing website. Just Google SCCAA Golf Outing, and it'll take you right there. You can sign up. That would seem to be the easiest. Just use your card and sign up and tell who's on the group or whatever. And again, do you have a deadline when you need to have the sign up for Val?
Well, just to keep our sanity, we like to know sort of a week ahead of time. So, July 7th is, I guess, would be, close to being able to say, hey, this is how much food we're looking at. But I would say that certainly, life, it can be a challenge. So all of a sudden, if you wake up on July 14th or July 13th, you say, hey, I want to play in this thing tomorrow. Please do. We encourage everyone, call us, show up. We will find you a team. You can join us. That is no problem at all. So please, anyone that's out there listening, if you don't know for sure, please keep the date available and go to scciowa.edu, or you can call our office at 319-208-5066. And that's the number that there's a nice lady there that can help you. Also, you can come in with a check. You can call. You can sign up. You can sign up and then pay that day. So we try to make it as convenient as possible.
All right. But do sign up. The event is Friday, July 14th. You need any more information, you can give the call out to SEC or give me a call. I'll let you know from what we have as well. and easy peasy. Val Genetino, golf outing is there. I'll see if I can make it, okay?
Well, I hope you do. I'd love to see you, Steve, and thanks for the time this morning.